Shalom. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm taking a moment to share some important information about Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're following the leading of the Holy Spirit to purchase a new facility for our congregation in the heart of the Jewish community of Rochester, New York. We've experienced several miraculous confirmations that this purchase is God's plan to make us more effective in our outreach to the Jewish community here. Our previous facility has been sold, and we are meeting in rented quarters until we close on the new facility at the end of 2020. Through the generous donations of our regular attenders, we've raised a significant part of the funds that will be needed to close, but we also need your help. If you've been blessed by our podcast, please pray for us and ask the Lord, what do you want to do through me to accomplish your will for Congregation Shema Yisrael? If you pray this prayer and do what God leads you to do in faith, we will succeed in purchasing this facility and become much more effective in reaching the Jewish people of Rochester with the life-saving good news of Messiah Yeshua. To participate, please visit shematime.org. That's shematime.org, where you can learn more about this amazing move of God and support us by clicking the donate button. Thank you, and may the Lord richly bless you as you listen to this podcast.
I don't know if they heard you online, but she said, and bless the service. Amen. So we praise the Lord for this time together. We are certainly encouraged about what he has to say, and it should change a life. That's what we'll believe. It will change a life today, and it's needed. So let me pray. Father, we come before you to thank you for who you are. Thank you for this time that we can come before you and worship you and lift up the word of God. And so, Father, I pray that you hide me behind the veil of Messiah, behind the cross, that you will be glorified, exalted, and magnified in this moment, that salvation will hit a household that wasn't expecting it today, that your sacrifice will imprint on the heart, soul, and spirit of someone's mind as well, Lord, that they will not be able to shake it. Allow them to receive the word without hindrance. So we step on the devil's head according to Psalm 91. We tread upon that scorpion, that serpent, that snake, and all those things that are spirits clothed as natural things. We cast them down, and so we speak forth your word with boldness today without reservation. And we pray, Lord, there'll be a breakthrough in the hearts of men here, women here, and those who are watching around the world. So we receive your glory, and we say, have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Yeshua's name, amen. So I don't have anything like a joke like Pastor Tom or Rabbi. But I'll say this, Shea, who needs sleep when you're preparing for the message? How about that? That's hilarious enough in itself. So we're going to go right ahead and get into the Word of God. And it is going to be a word that's needed as the Holy Spirit has led me to give to us and to the nation. So you all have the first slide up there. How do we overcome? Revelation 12:11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even in the face of death. So the next slide, what is Adonai trying to make us aware of during the month of Elul 5780? How to become overcomers? There's so much going on in the nation, our city, and Israel, throughout the world, wouldn't you all agree? There's so much turmoil. There's so many things happening now that we need God's intercession. And I am so grateful to be part of this congregation and all that are watching us. We thank you and we welcome you again because we get right down to the root of things. We get right down to the bedrock of things. And so today, is for each person hearing the message. Jeremiah 29:11 makes it plain. God has wonderful plans for you. Your salvation starts here today. You have to understand that. If you are already committed to the Lord, this message is for you. If you are on the fence, it's certainly for you. If you don't know, it's absolutely for you, because God has poured out himself for us. Our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is a God of love, also a holy and righteous judge. He will not, nor can he, tolerate sin. He can't. So, then Joel, let's look and see what Joel has to say for us. Joel gives us an idea of how we can begin the overcomer's journey. Joel 2, 12 through 15. Yet even now, says Adonai, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and lamenting. So turn, teshuvah. Teshuvah is to repent. With your whole heart, he's saying, with all of your heart. We are on day 23 of our fast right now. It's been incredible. It's been tough. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but I was having a conniption about a Barks root beer. I'm like, no sugary drinks, Lord. Pastor Tom, I was going to fall out. But what happened, one fell out the fridge and hit my foot. I was so mad. I had to check it and see if it still was good. So, Lord have mercy on me for that. Right now, it happens to be a period of teshuva in our prayer program. There are for 5 or 6 days right now that we're under teshuva as we speak. And so here we are. Ava had brought a great message, and we'll talk more about that last week. But amazing. So Joel 2:13, rend your heart, not your garments, and turn to Adonai, your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abundant in mercy, and relenting about the coming calamity, or the calamity due. The calamity due. Judgment is at the nation's doorsteps right now. It's at the doorstep, and we as a nation, we as people of faith have to continue to intercede and pray, because the nation doesn't know what they don't know, what they don't know. And we have to be relentless about our prayers. So Joel 2:14, who knows? He may turn, change his mind, and leave a blessing behind him, enough for grain offerings and drink offerings to present to Adonai your God. We are the offering. You are the offering. But we must leave, and we have to give our own heart to God. We have to leave it alone and say, Lord, here I am, use me. Here am I, use me. We have to turn it over to God, because we are the offering. We are the ones that need to be poured out before the Lord, and the Lord is expecting that from us. Joel 2:15, blow the shofar in Sion. Proclaim a holy fast, call for a solemn assembly. This is what we're doing. We had a mighty time, like Judas said, mighty time in the Ruach on the pinnacle of Rochester Thursday. I was so excited to blow the shofar to the north, south, the east, and the west, and we did it. I had a conversation with some guys who are on motorcycles, and they said, I was just wondering what that was you had. And I asked them if they needed prayer. Oh, I'm good. But Ava and I said, we're going to keep you in prayer, especially for the motorcycles you're riding, but for your soul as well. Amen? I see Denise in the back with the motorcycle hands raised. So we thank God, and we reclaim this land for Adonai on the hill. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to exalt him, to magnify him, and let him know he is the God of all creation. And we do love him and adore him. What has Adonai given us from Torah during the month of Elul? On the 9th of Elul, On the 2nd of Elul, Rabbi Jim gave a word asking, why did Yeshua call Satan a murderer? What has God provided for us to keep us from being deceived? Satan is a murderer. And all of you who are watching and you're playing around with him, thinking he's okay, he's going to be nice to you and he's going to get by, and that's not the case. The word of God says he's came to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's everything in your life. Many are walking the streets of America deceived. They're having the whole, they're not even considering the whole story about what they're marching for, what they're protesting about. They don't even get it because they have not done their homework. They have been deceived. And Satan is a murderer, and he wants to destroy your life. On the 9th of Elul, Pastor Tom gave a word asking, do you know what you are as a human being? Are you a product of chance or past, or is there something more? Why are you here? Do you know that you're a creation of the sovereign God? That means you and you and you and you and everyone watching, you are a creation of the sovereign God. And he wants you to know who you are because you're created in his likeness and his image. And he wants you to have eternal life with him, not the damnation that the enemy so wants for every human being with the DNA of Almighty God. On the 16th of Elul, Ava Batts gave a word asking, what does the Bible mean by teshuva? Is teshuva only for non-believers? How can teshuva open the door to personal revival? Teshuva is your personal revival. You can allow the Holy Spirit and the living God to breathe new life in you. You can give him that permission even today. And you want to give him that permission to breathe new life into you, to revive your soul. And that's what teshuva means. And that's what the expectation is here today for everyone listening. Today is the 23rd of Elul. How do we overcome? Today is the only day that you have, is today. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow, we don't know. It's the only day that I have. It's the only day that everyone watching has. Today is your day for revival. Turn to the God that created you, and that's how you start, again, your journey to be an overcomer. So, back to Revelation 12:11, how do we overcome? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. We must acknowledge there is a sin crisis in America and around the entire world. If we're preaching and we're talking and we're not telling someone that sin is real, we're not preaching and we're not teaching and we're not speaking the word of God, because it is so. That is an almost forbidden word, sin, nowadays. Because people want to be politically correct. They want to say, oh, that's my baby girl, that's my baby boy, that's my wife. No, if they're caught up in mess, in God's eyesight, is sin. It's called separation from him, from Elohim who created you. He's crying out today for you to turn around. That's what he's doing. He's crying out today for you to turn around. No, the next question, and the question it will be in a few more pages, does the blood speak? Pastor Tom, wonderful worship about the blood and what has taken place for us to even be here. And so in Genesis 4:10, the Lord says, what have you done? The voice of your brother's innocent blood is crying out to me from the ground for justice. But the Lord said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. He's saying, listen to the cries of innocent babies in America. He's asking us to understand that he hears every drop. He sees it. If God were, and God forbid he isn't, but there would be no bloodhound more powerful than God sniffing out the innocent blood that has hit the earth. Amen? We will not be ashamed of the mercy and love in the shed blood of our Messiah. You can't be. There's no other way to get to the Father except through the shed blood of Messiah. There's no other way. There's no way around it. Some may be uncomfortable with what I'm saying, but I'm telling you, there's no other way. We would have to contradict all of Torah to say we can't talk about that. It's the only way to salvation. You cannot get to the Father without accepting it's His grace through the blood of Messiah. In Numbers 35, 33, in this way you will not defile the land in which you are living, for blood defiles the land. And in this land no atonement can be made for the blood shed in it except the blood of him who shed it. So that's saying if you shed innocent blood, you have to be judged for that blood. So all who are pushing the abortion rights and so forth, God is saying you will have to take and give an account for that, no question, no, listen, straight, no chaser, as we used to say. It's just the way it is. In other words, judgment must come for the blood of the innocent. It has to. Romans 5, 9, therefore, since we have come to be considered righteous by means of his bloody sacrificial death, how much more will we be delivered through him from the anger of God's judgment? That's the only way you're going to get God to relent, is to accept the free pardon of your sin through the blood of Messiah. Hebrews 9:12. He went once for all into the holy place, the holy of holies of heaven, into the presence of God, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, having obtained and secured eternal redemption, that is the salvation of all who personally believe in him as Savior. I'm talking to someone today that needs to know it's time to stop playing around. The world is in upheaval, and you need to come to the bleeding side of the Savior to get grace and obtain mercy and eternal life. There's no way around it, and you can give God a hand praise right there. This is and can only be a personal choice. If there is any other way, I would tell you. We would tell you there's no other way. There's one Lord, one faith, one immersion, one baptism. There's one. There's one. Hebrews 10:4. For it is impossible that the bloods of bulls and goats should take away sins. There is healing and power in his blood. Y'all understand that, right? You got to understand it. There's no way around it. And I'm so grateful that it is so. There is forgiveness in his blood. There is protection in his blood. There is victory in his blood. There is atonement in his blood. There is life in his blood. There is freedom in his blood. There is no other way. And you cannot be ashamed to talk about it, because it is what we call on when we're praying, Lord, let your blood cover us. Lord, let your mercy. And this is not a blood and glory message. It could be if you take it that way. But it's a celebration of what has happened for you and for me and those who need it. We say take hold of it today. Hebrews 9:22. In fact, according to Torah, almost everything is purified with blood. Indeed, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. His precious blood, Colossians 1:14. It is through his Son that we have redemption. That is, our sins have been forgiven. There is one way. I wish I can tell you, my Jewish brothers and Jewish sisters and those who are heathens and those who are backslidden, all of that, if there was another way, we would tell you. But we would be lying, and the truth would not be in us. And we shall not compromise the gospel, because it made us uncomfortable first. Amen? That's how we got here, being uncomfortable. Amen? 1 John 1, 5 through 8. Verse 5, this is the message of God's promised revelation, which we have heard of from him and now announce to you, that God is light. He is holy. His message is truthful. He is perfect and righteous, and in him there is no darkness at all. No sin, no wickedness, no imperfection. None. That's not the God we serve. That's not the God that you will choose. He is perfect in all his ways, and that's the one you need, not someone that you're trying to idolize because of something that's happened in this world. You need the God of heaven to be your God. We all have been separated from the God that created us. There is a way back. There is a way back. Verse 6, if we claim that to have fellowship with him while we're walking in the darkness, we are lying and not living out the truth. That is truth. Verse 7, but if we are walking in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with each other, and the blood of his son, Yeshua, purifies us from all sin. Walk, walk. People are walking out right now. They're walking and walking. They've been walking over 100 days in Oregon and Seattle out there, more than 100 days. But they're walking in the darkness because most of it is at night anyway. But they think God can't see what they're doing because he knows the intent of the heart. And you will have to give an account. God is love. No doubt about it. Because he saved me, sin, a sinner, full of sin, full of craziness. So he is love, but he's a God of judgment as well, because he can't contradict his own word. Verse 8, if we say we have no sin, refusing to admit that we are sinners, we delude ourselves and the truth is not in us. His word does not live in our hearts. Remember, it's always a heart issue. Always a heart issue. And he will get to that heart. I don't care how tough you are. He knows the button. Back in the day when I grew up, they used to watch the old Batman show, and they used to pick up the red phone and hit it, boom. Get right to the commissioner, right to Batman, and so forth. God has that button right for you. Boop, boop, boop. And when he wants to sit you down and stop you, all he knows to do is just to touch that button of your life. Paul called it a thorn in the flesh. I preached a message way back when in the early 2000s about that thorn, and it was the title the Lord gave me was Lord, Let the Air Out. That little prick that you need sometime to let that air out of your head, let that air out of your heart, let that air out of your backside acting crazy, and he knows just to go with a little poke for you. Amen? Psalm 95:1. Oh, come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. The rock of our salvation. Salvation is available for you today. I don't care where you are. The Holy Spirit said you are going to get hit right in your house, right in your car, right on rewind, watch this again, flip it back up, turn it around, rewatch it, whatever. You still are going to get hit with the Word of God. And salvation is available for you today. Psalm 95, 6 through 11, verse 6. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker in reverence, praise, and prayer. Our Maker. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Yeshua is the Messiah to the glory of God, that Jesus is the Christ to the glory of God. I don't care what they're saying now. We will stand in witness of many of the tough ones in the world bow and confess. In this life or the life to come, it's going to happen. Verse 7. For he is our God, and we are his people, the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, verse 8, do not harden your hearts and become spiritually dull as in Meribah, the place of stiff, or as Massa, the place of testing in the wilderness. Remember, it's today. Remember, it's your heart. Remember to stop striving with God. Remember to stop testing God. Stop testing him. That's too much power to play with. Why? Why do you think you can handle that? Like, I'm going to get in front of an 18-wheeler and say, I got you. You're not going anywhere. What? Who can hold the lightning in their hand? Who can stop a 70-foot wave that a young lady just broke a record for riding it the longest somewhere in Brazil or something the other day? Who can stop that wave? Who can stop the lava from flowing? But you want to play with that power thinking, oh, he's not, he's God. I don't believe in that God. Okay, just let the wind blow. Verse 9, when your fathers tested me, they tried me, even though they had seen my work of miracles. Verse 10, for 40 years I was grieved and disgusted at that generation. And I said, they are a people who err in their heart, and they do not acknowledge or regard my ways. Verse 11, therefore I swore an oath in my wrath, they absolutely shall not enter my rest, the land of promise. There is a rest in God, and you want that rest because the world is chaotic. You can eat something and make your stomach sick so bad, and you're like, listen, Lord, please give me rest. You could take something, you have a headache so bad, you're like, Lord, give me rest. You can have pain in your body so strong you want rest. This is a Shabbat rest, and we are here to let you know you can join us in this rest. But you can't play with that power. Back to Revelation 12:11. How do we overcome? By the word of their testimony. Their testimony. Their testimony. I pulled this out. This is one of my dream and prayer journals, full to the hilt of some of the things that God has done in my life over the years. And I won't go through them all, but I mean, warning dreams, dreams of people walking before me with blood on their feet, dreams of me or someone beating up a person so bad and they can't even imagine what's happening, and dreams of anointings and giftings, warning dreams of family and friends, all these amazing things that God had me chronicle. The testimonies that you all carry, that's what we talk about. That's how we become overcomers, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. If you don't record it, you need to repeat it over and over and over so you remember, God brought me a mighty long way, as they used to say in the Baptist church. They still saying it, I'm sure, Pastor Tom. We just not there. But it's true. It's true. What is your testimony? David will tell you, he is my shepherd. I shall not want. He's a strong tower. He's a refuge in the time of help. Job would say, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Rabbi Shaul, Apostle Paul would say, I can do all things through Christ, through Messiah, who gives me strength. Abraham would say, by faith, I followed what he was saying. Judith, it's by faith. John would say, he is the way, the truth, and the life. Ezekiel was asked, can these bones live? He would testify, yes, Lord, they can live. What is your testimony? Because we're talking to you. God has taken you through so much, and you didn't even know he had an angel carrying you up, bearing you through that foolishness that we all have walked in. Give God praise. Give God glory. Give God honor. Give God time. We're fasting because this is the least we can do. It's the least we can do. We need to give him so much more, but we can't handle more. And we thank him because he allowed us to give him what we can. And he said, that is good. As long as you've accepted the blood through my son, all that other stuff is just a byproduct. Hebrews 3. 12 through 19, take care, brothers and sisters, that none of you has an evil heart of unbelief that falls away from the living God. 13, be encouraged, but encourage one another day by day, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. 14, for we have become partners of Messiah. if we hold our original conviction firm until the end. This world wants to shake that out of us, and it is going to try it. And if you're not ready, I'm telling you, you're going to be gone by the wayside. It is the way it's being set up with how can all the coins talk. They talk about a coin shortage in the same country that's circulating the same coin. Where they go? In the ocean? What we do? We take a boatload of coins and send them to China or Canada? What are you talking about there? Coin shortage. Where do they go? Stop that. But it's ushering us in to the direction they want us to go. COVID and all this is trying to head you in. But you have to be firm until the end. Verse 15, and it is said today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Soften your heart today. Don't harden it with God. Soften it. Verse 16, now which ones heard and rebelled? Indeed. It was not all who came out of Egypt with Moses. 17. And with whom was he provoked for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? 18. And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest? Was it not to those who were disobedient? 19. So we see that they were not able to enter in because of lack of trust. In other words, no faith. Don't be that way. It takes faith to drive your car. It takes faith to drive and ride in public transportation. It takes faith to eat food. It takes faith to go to the doctor and say, okay, are you giving me Novocaine for my tooth or what you're giving me? It takes faith. Hebrews 4, 1 through 4. Here, let us fear then, though a promise of entering his rest is left open, some of you would seem to have fallen short. Reverential fear of God is missing. No fear of the law. No fear of God. That's what's not in the streets of America. In other parts of the world, there's no fear of God. Like, he's not going to do anything to me. I know he won't. He just take that exhale. You get the inhale, he take the exhale, and let's see who lasts. Did y'all get it? I hope you got it. Because all he needs to do is say, get me one of those back. I'll give you the inhale, but I'll take the exhale, and that'll be it. Where are you going? That's too much power. There needs to be a rest that only God can give. I believe in peaceful protest. Lawlessness, absolutely not. I agree with peaceful protest. I agree with some of the craziness that has happened to people of color. I do. But chaos is not the way. Tearing up stuff that you did not build and you can't pay to put back, it makes no sense. It's like a parent giving you a car, you tear it up and be like, well, what you want me to do? Well, you won't drive again. Verse 2, for we also have had good news proclaimed to us, just as they did, but the word they heard did not help them because they were not unified with those who listened in faith. The good news, the gospel, the truth about Yeshua's sacrifice is for you today. It's for you. We're proclaiming it right here so you can get it. Verse 3, for we have trusted our entering into that rest. It is just as God has said. So in my wrath I swore they would never enter my rest, even though his works were finished since the foundation of the world. Verse 4, for somewhere he has spoken about the seventh day in this way. And God rested on the seventh day from all his works. Acts 13, 44. The following Shabbat, almost the entire city came together to hear the word of the Lord. So we speak that now before Rabbi gets here. The following Shabbat, the following Sabbath, Rabbi will receive the return. And for this congregation, it will be double plus in the coming months. We're just going to call it out and say, yes, 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 Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Acts 13:46. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, it was necessary for the word of God to be spoken to you first, since you reject it and judge yourselves unfit for eternal life. Behold, we turn to the Gentiles. I say, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Because he had grace on me, and he didn't have to have a plan for me being non-Jewish. But I praise God that he did, and I thank him for that. Proverbs 35, every word of God is purified. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Trust in the purity of Torah. Trust in it. Don't be ashamed. Don't back up. The word of God comes from the God of Israel. I don't care what any church, anybody's telling you. You can try to blink out the Old Covenant, Old Testament, and say we're going to only teach the new. But don't go to the book of Psalms then. Don't read it again. Don't do it, because that's Old Testament. You don't want to do that. So you got to have both or you have none. Amen? It's all Torah or no Torah. All Bible, no Bible. Don't go to Abraham promises now. Don't go there, because that's old. It's all Torah or no Torah. Luke 4:4, Yeshua answered him, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. That's why we fast. That's why we're praying, because we want more than food. We want the anointing to hit us and to stay on us and to be kept in us. If we crave it, we desire it, and we hold fast to it, that's what we want because and with this fast. Romans 10:17. So trust comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through a word proclaimed about the Messiah. That's the gospel. That is the gospel. Amen. The next one is a picture of the sword, and then we go to Hebrews 4:12. See, the word of God is alive. It is at work and is sharper than a double-edged sword. It cuts right through to the where the soul meets the spirit and the joints meet marrow, and it is quick to judge in the inner reflections and attitudes of what? The heart. Revelation 19:13. He was wearing a robe that had been soaked in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. He is Yeshua. My blood, your blood, the blood of all mankind, that's what soaked his robe. It just wasn't his own blood. It was our blood, because we should be dead and sent straight to Hades, to hell, Sheol, call it what you want, the lake of fire. That's where we should be going. But he wore our blood so we don't have to wear it for all eternity, because we couldn't make it without him. I praise God for the living word. I thank God for Torah. I thank God for the Bible. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his shed blood. What would we do without it? There's no other way. No other way. Revelation 12:11, and it said, and they did not love their lives even in the face of death. Then I saw thrones, and those seated on them received authority to judge. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for testifying about Yeshua and proclaiming this word of God. Also those who had not worshiped the beast or its image and had not received the what? The mark on their forehead and on their hands. They came to life and ruled with Messiah for 1,000 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we used to say saints, but mishpacha, family, understand this. We're coming to a crossroad in America, in this earth age. We're coming to a crossroad. You're for God or you're against God. There's no lukewarm in God. You all know that, right? There's no lukewarm. He can't tolerate, he can't stomach that. So either you're hot for him or you're cold. And he's going to be okay, but you got to pick the side. It's no 1 foot in, 1 foot out. This is not the okie dokie. This is not it. We're not going to turn ourselves around, Pastor Tom. That's not how it works. You can turn yourself around, but you better turn yourself around to the Lord. Certificate of vaccination identification number 19. Certificate of vaccination identification number 19. COVID-19. Certificate of vaccination identification. I can't tell you what to do, but I can tell my family what we won't do. The enemy is after our DNA. And if we become like the Nephilim, we become something other than God. And that's why God had Noah get in, build the ark and get in there and destroyed all the Nephilim, all the giants and all the Goliath's family, because these fallen angels came and slept with women of the earth and created a whole nother organism that God said, I cannot do that. And I won't do that. Speak to the Father about it. Total truthfulness is what we hope from the doctors and the pharmacists and all those in government. But that's not what we're getting, ladies and gentlemen. Anything that can change your DNA is not of God. And you must reject that thing. Today is the day of salvation. Don't wait till tomorrow because you don't have that option. Many were lost in these last 6, 7, 8 months of this COVID situation because they thought they had time. No. Today, while it is day, you must give your life to the Lord. Understand that the enemy is after God's creation. And that last picture, the last slide, always remember that the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. So we thank you and we praise God for you, and we're going to pray. Somebody give God a hand praise for his word. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray and I stretch my hand as if it's your hand over these, your children. And I thank you for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that you're going to give them concerning what they have heard today. I pray in the mighty and matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord, our Savior, your Son, the Redeemer of our souls. And I thank you, Lord, that through that blood, the only way to you, that we have access to you both now and all eternity. Let none be lost that have heard the message or will hear the message. Let none be led astray by some other voice that's not yours, because your sheep know your voice and none other will they follow. So we thank you for the word today. We thank you for the message. We thank you for you pouring out your spirit in this place. And that spirit has no leash, no boundaries. It can go from here to the other side of the world in a blink of an eye. And we send it forth right now in Yeshua's name to touch the heart of those who need salvation, who need your loving touch, who need your mercy, who need your grace and don't even understand what it means. But I pray, Lord, right now as they're crying on the floor and they're receiving your spirit, we say welcome to the family of Almighty God. And if you don't know what to say, say this with me. Father God, I know I've been a sinner. I've been separated from you. But I thank you for the word that hit my soul. And it cut between the soul and the spirit. It cut between the joint and the marrow. And now, God, I have a belly full of you, and I want Yeshua as Lord and Savior. I give my life to you. I give my life to him because he gave his life for me. And I say thank you. Thank you, God, that I sit here by myself, or I'm in the room with other friends and family, and I say I don't care. I had enough of the life I'm living, and I need salvation today. So we welcome you to the family of God, and we say, come and visit us here at Shema. Come and find a church in your area, a synagogue, a messianic congregation, whatever it is. Come and be a part of the body of Messiah, and you will have victory all the days of your life, even when the devil tries to pull you down. Remember that. That was up there. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's, and that's who is going to win it for you. This we pray and ask in Yeshua's name. Amen, amen, and hallelujah.